introduce you to these fellows, to the more. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the norm. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I am Addy.
Hey yo, that makes me Mo.
Yo.
And thanks, Stephen Ajami, for our new theme song.
Yes.
Even if it didn't say pleasant things about Addy.
What? Since when?
Anyways, but we appreciate it. Check out Steven's band, Good Guy, Bad Guy.
And even In Between Guy.
No, that's not him.
Oh, but always a tough guy.
No.
Always tough guy. That was Ed Whalen's thing.
That was Ed Whalen, yeah.
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 But Good Guy, Bad Guy.
Good Guy, Bad Guy. Which is the name of his band.
The name of his band. You can follow him at StephenA1181 on the Twitter.
The Twitter?
The Twitter machine.
The Twitter machine. Okay, yeah. And so let's just, full disclosure, we just did like an hour. 15 minutes of probably one of our greatest shows in history.
Well, an hour of it anyway.
An hour
the
of
it. The last 15 minutes was talking about how to get my monitor to work again.
Yes, we had a little technical issue, so this is a redo.
A redo.
And will not be as good, I'll promise right now.
No, it will not be as good. Raw was shit!
Yeah, well, it'll be better than that.
Oh. Yes. Raw was shit.
Yeah.
Raw was shit.
Raw was rectal bleeding.
Oh, rectal bleeding. I would have rather have had rectal bleeding.
I have rectal bleeding.
Is that what that is?
Sorry.
Hmm.
You can wash this later, right?
No. We need to burn it now. But, on the heels of Raw, there were a couple of good things on Raw.
Well, there was.
Zeb Coulter was back.
That's true, to a good reaction, too.
Actually, he did get a good reaction. When he came out, people like stood up and went, hey, Zeb's back.
Yeah, thank
Rock
God.
Rock on.
I remember watching and thinking, oh, thank God. It's like a key part of the act.
Yeah.
And, I guess legitimately was just hurting after that stiff kick.
Yes, by the Rusev machine.
The Rusev machine.
Who beat Zack Ryder.
Mm.
All in black trunks. And
Zack Ryder, he was tanned, but he didn't even look like he'd been working out.
Yeah. Like
those famous abs that he showed Snooki.
Yes.
Did not look like they were there.
They were just a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not. Yeah. Do you think he's the bunny?
Oh, fuck. The bunny.
Seriously, the bunny's going to be somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to take off that thing, and he's either going to attack Rose or somebody else.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, you know who the bunny is? You haven't read this? You haven't seen who the bunny is? I don't even know that it's even anywhere, but I've got sources.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And, you know, they've told me who the bunny is. You know, you want to know who the bunny is?
Yeah, no. Who?
Hector Guerrero.
Oh, makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense.
It's the bunny.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're the Bunnelty Gooker.
Hmm.
Bunnelty, bunnelty, bunnelty.
I actually thought that the bunny, I think there's a good chance the bunny could turn out to be Kelly Kelly. Because, you know, she fucks like a rabbit.
Huh. Yeah. That's true. That's true. I don't know. The bunny is, you know,
who gives. Is it somebody on the roster or is it somebody developmental?
You know who it is.
I'm worried this is somebody developmental. This is how they're bringing them up.
Well, you know who it is. Who gives a fuck? That's who it is.
But when because he's not a bunny anymore and he's a person, won't you care?
I am not a bunny. I'm a man. I just think.
Did we mention this is show two, folks?
This is show two.
Fuck.
But but you're still getting A material even on show two.
I know.
That's the brilliant part of it.
SmackDown when Paul Heyman was booking.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
By the way, we do have a backup system going now also.
We do.
So in case this one fucks up again, we'll actually have it.
Yeah. which is excellent.
Good, lucky for you guys.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You don't have to thank you.
That's true. I don't. NXT TakeOver 2.
Yeah.
Is next Thursday.
With Kenta.
With Kenta.
Yeah, that's good. I'm actually looking forward to it.
As Kenta. We've got a fatal four-way, I believe, for the NXT World Heavyweight Championship.
By the way, any of those jokes we did last time that we haven't done again this time, because we're not repeating ourselves, because we don't want to bore ourselves, even if they would be fresh for the listening audience, who cares about them?
Right.
Are we going to do any of those?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So we have pretended to have, we did a thing about Michael Sam being on and Darren Young being pissed off.
Well,
we did a thing with,
I mean, I will say,
Maury Povich being on our show next week. We invited, Pat Patterson on the show to have an open mic to tell his story. And of course, we were doing something called Growing Up Addy that was really special.
Yes.
It was stuff that he had never told anybody before, right?
That's what it is.
You were telling us.
I think, yes. Yeah.
Like, there was that time you were drunk once.
I was drunk.
Once.
And I told my mom. I said,
"Now don't do it. We're not doing it again."
Fiddlesticks.
It's a fuddle duddle. It's here in Canada.
And I never told anyone. Then there was a time. that I spent the whole day watching wrestling.
That was yesterday.
I was supposed to do the laundry, and I didn't.
Explains your smell today.
And I never told anybody.
Oh, fuck. You know what the funny thing is? I was watching those, and I'm like, these are
really?
Terrible. Yeah, oh, yeah. I was watching them, and I thought, it's like, these are awful.
Yeah.
And I loved them, because I was like, because I laughed so hard. Like, it was unintentional.
Yes.
But I was laughing so hard, because they were just so bad. I loved them. The same thing when Bella, the whole Bella segment with Stephanie and all the girls. And I was just laughing so hard. I'm like, this is so bad that I can't help but laugh.
And Nikki Bella is the number one contender.
Well, she is, and she lost to Paige in SmackDown. But it was by DQ or something like that, or Count Out or something like that.
Yeah, but it was a non-title. That was Brie.
Paige
and Brie.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Brie. How could I get those two?
Yeah, how what the fuck? One has boobs.
It is funny, actually, that the one that is the way hotter of the two,
right,
is the one you're trying to get the 18 to 34 audience to boo.
Yes.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, no, the...
They're not going to boo the one they want to fuck the most.
No.
Duh.
Duh. You want to hear the five matches announced for NXT TakeOver 2?
Well, let me see if I can do them.
Okay.
Okay. We got Charlotte versus Bayley.
It's Bayley.
Yeah, Charlotte versus Bayley.
Yep.
And if Bayley wins, word is that's because they're planning to bring Charlotte up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll see if that happens. So that'll give us a hint as to Charlotte's immediate future. I don't know how much longer she needs to be. How much better will she get in developmental? And she's not. She's still raw. She's still green. But how much better will developmental will she get from? Or is she better off getting on the road and working with your Rosa Mendez's?
Right.
And your Eva Marie.
Holy shit, Rosa Mendez.
Honing your skills.
When Dave Meltzer says it's the worst one-minute match he's ever seen. And, like, I'm watching Layla try to do these moves to Rosa Mendez.
I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, just, again, I'm laughing my ass off because it's so bad. I'm just like, just don't try shit like that with her.
And
you don't have to be a genius to figure that out.
And whose idea was Rosa Mendez, Eva Marie, and the workhorse, Cameron.
Who doesn't get in the ring?
No. But Cameron is the best worker on the team.
And it's all a heel team, you see. Except for that I think on SmackDown, Layla and Summer Rae work as heels. So who fucking cares?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Okay, you got Charlotte versus It's Bayley.
So we'll see, like we say. But yeah, Charlotte may be coming up. We got Kalisto and his tag team partner, Pakistan.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's India.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right. I'd rather be in India.
Really? I'd rather be in China.
What about Asia?
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Oh, fuck. How could I forget Asia? It's like, that's not lame. Yeah, no. WCW.
But did you remember a tag team that Asia was in?
With her and Billy Kidman?
There you go.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so we have Kalisto and India.
And Sin Cara, yes.
Sin Cara, that's it. Oh, I thought we had a new partner.
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's Sin Cara, actually, is who he's teaming with. Against the Ascension for the tag team title.
Yes, the Ascension.
Yeah. So you got that. Mojo Rawley, I think, is going to take on Bull Dempsey.
Yes. Baby Huey himself.
Baby Huey himself will be taking on Bull Dempsey. I am looking forward to this. This is going to be a fun show. So there's that match.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Good, good. There's two more matches.
No, I just gave one.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I believe you're referring to Enzo Amore versus Sylvester Lefort, the French Stallion, hair versus hair.
That's what I just said.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I just said that one.
I know, but I don't speak Italian.
Oh.
So, yeah. I didn't understand.
Yeah, it's funny, you don't talk with your hands?
Hmm. Sometimes I do.
Woo! And four.
Skin.
And let's see, you got Breeze. What's his name? Drew Breeze.
Tyler Breeze.
Drew Breeze.
Drew Breeze, yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
And I think...
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. I was going to say Alex Smith. But
yeah. The
Rodgers.
Man gravity forgot, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, for the NXT title.
Mm-hmm. You got Neville, Sami Zayn, Tyler Breeze, and Tyson Kidd.
Are they working the dark match?
No, they're the World Heavyweight Championship match.
Oh, which one of them is Peyton Manning?
Hmm? That would be Sami Zayn, I think. Seems the funniest.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's it. That's NXT TakeOver 2.
And I guess that makes Tyson Kidd, he's Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady's wife is Rochelle Bunton.
That's true.
And I'd like to fuck her.
Yeah.
And, I'd fuck, I mean, for her sake. You know, thinking about Natty is, I'll share this here. Just you and me. Just you and me, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no one else listening.
I'd fuck her.
Yeah. Good. Good. I'm fine. Glad you're finally getting that off your chest.
Yeah.
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 That's good. Anything else?
Worse shit on her chest.
Nothing else happened on Raw that was worth any of any fucking shit.
No, what about Bo Dallas? And come on, that was awful, so bad, so awful that I couldn't stop laughing.
I hated that
shit. It was
so
terrible. I was just laughing my ass off.
This guy lost his farm.
That was great.
And then he bet on the rematches.
Oh,
fuck.
Those rematches, by the way, anytime you can bet on those SmackDown matches, anytime you want at Las Vegas. In case you're wondering.
That's right. That's right. You just go to Mandalay Bay and you put down $500 on the Big Show to beat Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
On the SmackDown.
You got to
put those bets in on either Wednesday or Thursday because you can't do them the day of the show, Friday.
No, you might be able to get some inside scoop then.
That's right.
That's right. So in all those rematches.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So anyways, that was great. And then what else you had on Raw? You had John Cena is,
he's not the number one contender. He is the number one contender. Nobody sells it and he's fucking, and nobody buys it and it's just fucking shit. And you kill Roman, and Roman Reigns gets booed beating up Seth Rollins because he's from Davenport, Iowa, and they're in fucking Iowa. Des Moines.
Actually, it's when you look at the house shows where he's headlining, consistently are drawing less than when other people are headlining. Even like Bray Wyatt versus Jericho drew better than Randy Orton versus
Roman Reigns. Yeah.
So I don't know if that means anything. I mean, that's just one signal, but yeah. I mean, really missing Dean Ambrose on the TV.
Yeah.
It's only been a couple weeks, but you're like, man, he's fresh and he's always good and. I don't know. You just really missing them there.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I mean, and then but next week we've got a cage match.
Yeah. Well, they're loading up because Monday Night
Football.
Football, sorry. Which I'll probably be watching probably 2/3 Monday Night Football, 1/3 Raw, because that's all you need to watch.
Yeah. Well, and they're having the SummerSlam rematch.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and what's his fuck?
Which, again, just puts Reigns over, I guess, which leads to nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, if he goes over, it leads to, like, literally...
I don't think he'll go over. I think it'll just be a... It'll be a... That might even be the corporate beatdown that leads to Ambrose's return.
Could be, but it seems to me like we're too far out from that still. It's not the go-home show, right?
Of what?
For Night of Champions.
Yeah, but what are they going? What would they go home to?
Well, to Ambrose returning. Like, you know, I mean, if Reigns gets beat down, and he's saying it leads to his return, then what do you do the following week?
Who cares?
If he doesn't return right away.
No, he returns. No, that's what I'm saying. He returns.
Because, you know, they're not going
to
let Reigns sell. We've seen that. Just like they don't let John Cena sell an injury. Just like they don't. I mean, just like Daniel Bryan after WrestleMania. I think I can't remember who it was. I think somebody was on Chris Jericho's. It was Batista. Batista was on Chris Jericho's podcast, and Batista mentioned how Daniel Bryan wanted to sell his shoulder injury the night after WrestleMania. And the producers and people in charge, the creative, said, oh, nobody cares about that. Don't do it. It'll make you look weak. Nobody cares anyways.
Yeah.
And nobody even notices those things.
No.
Is what they said.
Yeah.
Nobody even notices those things. So he was told not to do it. So it's the same thing. They're not going to let Roman Reigns go out there and be weak, right?
No, but if he gets beat down, if he gets beat down 3-on-1, and then during the beatdown, Ambrose comes back and runs them all off.
But he's not going to be on next week. He's going to be the earliest he can be back is...
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, is the earliest he can be back is Night of the Champions, or the night after Night of the Champions.
Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah. That's fine. Then fuck him.
So if Reigns wins, then he needs that title shot immediately. If he loses, he loses momentum. If it's a schmoz, maybe you can lead to some sort of gimmick match at Night of Champions, because they still need, like, they have, I think, 5 matches on the card.
Well, how many champions do they have? I mean, they got the Lesnar thing. They got
the 4-way women's match.
Women's match.
You got the Lesnar thing where there is a chance that Cena wins and Rollins cashes in. They're discussing.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
No, but they're actually discussing it.
Oh, I knew they would.
We said it last week, but I never thought they'd actually do it.
Oh, I kind of did because it was like,
what would be
that's
the point
stupid.
Of fucking up Lesnar now.
Yeah,
because Lesnar's new. That's, now we have some details finally on Lesnar's schedule.
Yes. What
which
are
is,
they?
Go ahead. You don't remember?
No.
Is that he gets paid on a per basis.
Per night basis?
Yeah, per night basis. And, of course, he has limited dates.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can increase the dates at any time. It's just that if they do so, they have to prorate his pay to match extra dates. So it is expensive every time they use them.
Right,
if that
okay.
makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, if he was making, let's say, $2 million a year for 3 pay-per-views and 10 appearances... Whatever that comes to each appearance.
Let's say he was making 10 appearances total for $2 million. They'd have to pay him $200,000 an appearance.
They can add as many as they want. They can have him on every Raw, every
pay-per-view
if they'd like to, leading into WrestleMania. But they would have to pay him every time.
Right, right, right. And then, and of course, then at that price, 2,000 people would have to join the network to pay it off.
No. 200,000?
So 20,000 people would have to own the network.
Yes.
Yes.
For a month. For that.
For that show.
For
yeah,
that
for
week.
For $9.99, yeah.
For that week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he's on Raw and that, we're not saying that's what he makes. I don't know what he makes.
Yeah.
Though, but it's probably not far from that.
No. That's
the
hilarious.
Point, yeah. So, I mean, they can use him. But, so, I mean, he probably will be around longer. But it's another reason to not take the belt off him.
If well, yeah, exactly.
To not do that.
And you got a Heyman there that can generate just as much heat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's...
Well, this last week, he really didn't do much on his promo. Even his promo wasn't good this last week.
Well, it was fine, but it's just just another thing. And it's further to the point where Hunter goes, I don't know think John Cena should be the number one contender any fucking more. So I might strip you of that. Well, I'll sue you. And then for the rest of the show, I see fucking commercials for Cena Lesnar. I see fucking Heyman cut a promo, not on the 6 guys that want the thing, but on John Cena specifically. Like, nobody sold this. Like they gave a fuck. Like,
they didn't.
Yeah.
It's just a one-show storyline.
That was stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a part of the reason Raw sucked. And hell, the same amount of people watched Raw this week that watched it last week. Yeah. Like, they were down, like, 50,000 viewers or something. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And next week, they go up against, Monday Night Raw goes up against,
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football, so they'll get killed. Though, Michael Sam being there. I'm looking forward to that. He's, he's an interesting young man.
Damian Sandow.
Yeah, and so that will grab ratings right there.
Yeah.
To counter.
I guarantee you get Damian Sandow.
Probably.
What you need to get, like we talked about, is you need to get...
And we talked about in a previous show that none of you heard.
You mentioned a little bit before. But what you need to get is you need to get Darren Young coming out there going, you know, like, so cutting his nasty promos saying,
What's his health situation?
He's got to be better. He tweaked his knee, like, forever ago.
Even if he's not ready to wrestle, it doesn't matter. Even if that's just his gimmick is, you guys were going to give him this opportunity. Meanwhile, I came out in a national format, had the publicity. Everything you could say about him, about Michael Sam wanting to become the first openly gay a football player in the modern era broadcast on television, you could say about me as a wrestler.
Yeah.
And you guys, after I came out on TMZ, you never once gave me a chance to talk here. You never mentioned it on commentary. You never did anything to use it. And he really does, if you look at it, I mean, if you see him, and I realize the Michael Sam thing is just a publicity stunt, but it's really like, you know what? Like, fuck you guys. And so he should be able to cut a good, passionate promo that they script for him.
Yes. But really, I mean, they should, and even if it's a matter of him hanging out with fucking Langston of Domination, you know, that's fine. But it's just get him, if he's going to come back to TV, that to me is the way to do it.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it is an obvious thing, but still they'll never do it.
And now, for another edition of Growing Up Addie.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. So we actually are doing these on the boop, show? Boop, 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 Maury Povich boop, will be on next week to monitor. They'll have Jerry Springer because it's 1998. We'll have Maury Povich. So we'll match them on Raw here. We'll have Maury Povich to help facilitate and our relationship and calm us down because you know, Jerry Springer has been very successful in the past in getting people to come together and not fight, you know, like Dr. Shelby. And so Maury Povich will do that too. And Maury Povich also apparently has a paternity test results that he's going to give us.
One time, I slept in. My alarm never went off. I went to work, and no one seemed to notice that I wasn't at work. So I sat at my desk and pretended I was there the whole time. I never told anyone this.
You pretended you were there by looking at various wrestling websites?
Yeah. Your computer? Yeah. Mikasa. And Scoops.
Scoops Wrestling. Speaking of 1998. shit.
But yes, we've got to have Maury Povich on next week. Maury Povich is going to... It's just going to clear the air between us.
Vince McMahon, we've offered him an opportunity to come to the show.
Yes.
He's a young man.
Young man.
With a very interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to finally give him that open mic, which he couldn't get anywhere else.
He just wouldn't be able to anywhere else. But Vince
McMahon can come on our show.
Yeah.
And, say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
That's it. That's it. Next week. But, I mean, yeah, he's going to do that, and then Maury Povich is going to come out, and he's also going to then settle a dispute between us, and he's going to tell us who the father is.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be tremendous.
It's going to be a great show.
I bet you it's Steven.
Oh, fuck, I bet you're right. Yeah.
Hey, look, I have wrestling cards.
You do.
Yes.
Explain to everybody exactly. You were in your basement.
Yeah, it was the producer has changed classes, schools that teaches at. And so
she has two jobs.
So we packed
producing
up.
Producing this show, which is a full-time job.
Which is a full-time gig in itself. And so that we had to move some stuff down into our storage, and so some of the boxes it had some professional wrestling stuff in there, and I found these.
And you needed to fill that box.
Yes, I needed to fill the box
with something else.
Yeah, my stick wasn't big enough, but I filled the box, and so I found these cards, and these are wrestling cards. WWF
400,000 wrestling cards.
And they are from, let me just say, these are old.
There's so many of them.
Old Peachy. It says,
so I'm gonna, what I'm
it
gonna
says
do
collect all 66, and I believe I have.
I think you fucking have.
But this is card number 19. These are 1985 Titan Sports OPG cards.
I don't know if people know this about you, but you are that big of a wrestling geek. We're watching this, like, we're eating before the show, talking about what we're going to do on this show, which we're doing none of. And that's how we usually do our prep, obviously, yes. Very in-depth. And so what happens is we're watching it. We're watching the DX bullshit.
Yes, the Monday Night War
DX, which is full of shit. And every now and then they show a clip from a promo. And Addy will start doing the promo before they do it. And the producer will look at him and go, what, that's from November 7th, 1997.
Yeah.
And he'll know the exact date. And then she'll go, you're full of it. And then on the screen will pop off, like, the date or something. And it happens multiple times. And she's just fucking, she's like, I can't believe I married this guy. It's just hilarious. She's just popping out. So you are that big a geek. So what's going to happen here is, because there's 66 and there's too many of
death
them.
Death do us.
I'll let you, like, you can, I'm going to shuffle them up and you can, okay. Death do you part.
Here it is. Let me just do card number 19 here, because it's in my hands. Just,
I'll let you randomly. Yeah.
Randomly here, but here's the first one here.
Yeah.
Moondog Spot. He weighs in at 302 pounds.
Yeah.
And he hails from parts unknown.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
One of the two.
I assumed he hailed from the moon.
Yes.
I mean, it seemed logical.
It does.
His name is fucking Moondog Spot.
Spot.
And, you know, he was good at doing the leap dog.
That's true. That's true. One of the two Moondogs. The other is Rex.
Wait, wasn't there a third one at one point?
Yeah. Spot is a, I think it's like Kudo or something. Kujo?
Something like that.
Spot is a mysterious wrestler. He and Rex carry bones into the ring. No one knows why. Well, fans do know, however.
There's not a lot of food on the moon.
Fans do know, however, that the Moondogs seldom fight fairly.
Ooh.
These have got to be Canadian because it's French underneath, too.
Well, where are we? What country are we in?
Asia?
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather be in Asia.
Un des deux Moondogs, l'autre est Rex. Spot est un lutteur mystérieux. That's enough of that.
Yeah. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Pick a card. Any card. There you go. Who'd you get?
I got two
of them. Who we got here?
George the Animal Steel.
Winner. Ding, 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 ding.
He weighs in at 288 pounds from Detroit, Michigan.
That's just his leg, folks.
That's just his leg. From Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. George Animal Steel is strange. He has a green tongue and likes to eat green turnbuckles. No wonder they call him the Animal.
You know, the person who wrote these, I suspect, had great wrestling knowledge.
He wrestles like one, too. That's it. That's the card.
What's the other one?
It says, stretched to the limit.
Ooh, it shows Hulk Hogan, and who's that one?
And Antonio Inoki.
It is. It's Hulk Hogan doing the abdominal stretch on an Antonio Inoki. We may have to find a way to use that as a show picture, because that's so fucking weird.
Hulk Hogan has his opponent in an abdominal stretch. This is one of the most painful holds in wrestling.
His opponent.
Yeah.
Also known as Antonio Inoki.
That's the whole card.
That's it. It was one of the in Stampede Wrestling back in the day before he got to the WWF.
Yes.
The abdominal stretch was Bret Hart's finishing move.
Yes. Yes.
It is a painful hold.
Learned by Wilbur Schneider.
Go ahead and pick a fucking card.
Okay, here's another fucking card.
Good.
We've got. I don't know who Hulk Hogan's doing, choking himself for pleasure.
I think he's working out.
Says, you Hulkster fans, lift up my spirits.
Uh-huh.
Hulk Hogan. I'm one with the wrestling fans. They're my supporters, man. And I'll win for them.
Say it like him.
I'm one with the wrestling fans. They're my supporters, man. And I'll win for them.
That's more like it.
Brother.
These are, I wonder how much these are worth.
I don't know.
Yeah.
With comments on them like this, I'm going to say $1 million.
Well, they're in fantastic shape, too.
Yes.
You've really kept them in mid condition.
Yes. What do we got? Up in the air. Brutus Beefcake has someone up in the air. I can't really tell who that is.
Oh, it looks like he's about to give him an attitude adjustment.
It is, except for it's like so a backbreaker. Or actually it's...
probably an airplane spin back.
No. Here, listen to this.
Okay.
Brutus Beefcake has an opponent off the ground.
Yeah.
The next move could be a ferocious body slam.
Whoa! Fuck! I hope he doesn't just pin him. I hope the guy survives.
Ferocious body slam. It looks like he's actually about to be crucified with a crucifix. Like he was going to take him over in a crucifix.
Chavo Guerrero.
Maybe.
All right, what do we got? What do we got here?
Oh, this is from Piper's Pit.
We're going to talk some wrestling.
It's Rocky Johnson taking a swing at Roddy Piper.
That's awesome.
And it says,
why? Maybe that's the show picture.
And Rocky Johnson is saying, wise guy, have a fist sandwich. And Roddy Piper says, I don't think I'll ask that question again.
Okay, what does it say on the back?
Oh, here it is. Roddy Piper. You know, I'm the most handsome, smart, rich.
What?
You know, I'm the most handsome, smart, rich.
Well, they didn't have room for the whole quote. He has to get wordy.
Everybody's jealous of me. I'm a real man. I can do everything I want to, and everything I do is the best. Don't you wish you were like me?
Don't you wish you were like me?
Rocky Johnson says, whenever I get the chance to put Piper in his place, I'll do it.
Well, you know, it's funny because you'll remember that Roddy Piper's original ring music was, he's a man.
Such a man. He's a real man's man. And then his second music was, and he's a dick and Mo is fat. And he's a dick and Mo is fat.
But you know what you guys missed in the first, the last show? Was Addy doing the Nation Domination ring thong, and because it's great, and I love it every time you do it. Because we were looking at the tag teams you forgot on WWE.com, and it was a bunch of tag teams we remembered.
Yeah, so never go there.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
But one of them was PG-13, of course, we're Nation of Domination. Yes. And the song went,
we are the nation, livin' in color. Don't diss the man or we'll bum rush your mother. Listen what we're saying, it's for real, not playing. Farouk is the man, so hit your knees and stop praying.
Sheesh.
Hey, Kayla, give me another card.
Really? How long are we going to keep fucking doing this?
Well, we got 2 hours.
No, we're not going 2 hours, not after losing a show.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Ooh, hey, look at him.
Let's see what he says.
He says that...
He weighs 281 pounds.
And you know what he said? He says something about 9/11 conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
And he's from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
He said the government knew about it. And they were in on it.
Jesse Ventura dresses like a peacock and shows off his physique. He is a tough brawler in the ring. Ventura became a commentator for televised World Wrestling Federation matches.
You know what? So Jesse actually has a lot in common with you then, that means, because he's got a peacock.
Mm-hmm. I pee out of my cock. What a coincidence. Okay, I don't know. Let's do one more of these, and then we'll move on. Sure.
But I want you to choose three then. Three at once.
Three at once. Okay, here we go. Three at once.
Or 17 at once.
Like five.
Whatever
I get five.
Whatever
at
you
once.
Fucking pick.
I have five at once here. Okay. Here is. This is excellent.
Of course it is. We're going to keep doing these. We'll put the ones we didn't get to aside.
Yes, exactly.
Don't you worry, folks. You guys can get this type of great We Talk Wrestling. Action every week for free right here on the We Talk Wrestling Network.
That's true. For only $9.99. This one just says scalp them. It says scalp them. And Chief J. Strongbow's not on this.
No, Chief J. Strongbow, but Willie Mack is.
Willie Mack is, the JVD. And Mr. Fuji.
Willie Mack, who was just signed from the Independence over to... Reminds me a great deal of Junkyard Dog.
Yes.
Kind of persona and wrestling style and charisma.
Does he do the juke?
Something like that.
You know what his theme song needs to be?
What's that?
You just go for your partner's you-know-what. And then you G-R-A-B-T-H-E-M-C-A-K-E-S.
Ow!
Grab them cakes.
Or another one, Bust the Dust.
Yeah, that's really good. Either one. This is Mr. Fuji.
Oh, it is.
I love Mr. Fuji.
Me too.
Scalp him.
Scalp him. The junkyard dog grabs a handful of Mr. Fuji's hair. The dog, in quotes, fights fair unless someone like Mr. Fuji tries dirty tricks.
You're like,
scalp him.
So I look at a Chief J Strombo. Uh-oh, so is the monitor screwing up again, or is it just...
No, just the screensaver.
You lose another show off. Fucking.
Okay. All right. Here's... Here is Don Morocco.
Yes.
Here's Mean Gene
doing his best Corey imitation.
George the Animal Steel and Mr. Fuji. George Steele says, "Arg!" And Mr. Fuji...
That is what it actually says, yeah, by the way. That's a direct quote.
And Mr. Fuji, in very 1985 politically correct tone, says, "I think he say he hungry." Oh, I think he say he hungry.
Well, you know, he is hungry. He ate some Chinese earlier, but that was an hour ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now on the back. The superstars speak. George Steele. Erp. Gorgwa. Ow goof. Grr. Growl. Gene Okerlund.
He doesn't say mine. He actually does those. That's a direct quote, once again. Some mean yes. Gene. What's a mean Gene?
Well, folks, I can say for sure. I can't say for sure, but it sounds like he wants to order a meal of roast turnbuckles. Strange guy, George.
Oh. And what does Mr. Fuji say?
Nothing.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
He says,
I think he say he hungry.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Why you rough? It's no joke. Okay. Now we've got putting on pressure. The Iron Sheik applies a headlock to Polish power. Ivan puts...
Oh, he's in the process of breaking his back.
And making him humble. Oh, the Iron Sheik squeezes the head of Ivan Putski as the two battle on the mat.
Oh, that's good.
Both Putski and Sheik are among the strongest wrestlers.
You know, usually it's funny because this time he's squeezing Ivan Putski's... the Polish hammer.
That's true.
Polish power.
Polish power.
Squeezing his head. But in the past, Iron Sheik has been known to squeeze a junkyard dog's head. You know.
Yeah.
Blackhead.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a tool for those. Kick to the face.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant hauls off with a kick to the face.
Fuck, I'm glad they wrote that for me. I never could have figured that out myself.
Being kicked by Andre is worse than being kicked by a mule. His feet are twice as big as most. And there it is.
He is. Oh, you know what? And he's giving the brogue kick. So that's impressive.
That's true. That is a brogue kick.
Fucking is.
Pile up.
Oh.
It's Andre again.
It's Andre.
And bunch of jobbers. And
this time he's doing an impression of...
is that Mel Mascaris?
It is Mel Mascaris. There's a bunch of wrestlers piling on him. It's an impression, actually, of Kelly Kelly's bedroom.
It is. What a scene! Andre, pro wrestling's friendliest giant, is literally the man on top in this particular bout.
So let's just read that again, but this time replace the words Andre with Kelly Kelly.
Okay. What a scene! Kelly Kelly, pro wrestling's friendliest giant, is literally the man on top.
Pro wrestling's friendliest. Is literally the woman on top.
In this particular boat. That's great.
Fuck, okay. All right, so there we go.
No.
So we'll separate them like this. The ones we read, I'll put like this.
Okay.
The ones we haven't, we'll put like
we'll
this.
We'll put like this.
We'll know which ones
because then we'll know.
And which ones we fucking haven't.
Okay.
So you have something over there that you also found in the basement.
No, there. Go with this.
No, go with this. I want to go with this next. Because this is the main event.
Oh, the main event. Okay. So here is a trip down Addie's closet or Addie's thing. So what is this you found?
Storage
there?
Room. This is the 16-month 2005 World Wrestling Entertainment Planning Calendar.
Yeah.
So.
That actually is what it is.
Yeah. In a case of emergency, notify.
Oh, you really, I can see here, first off, you really planned a lot of things in 2005.
It looks that way, is it?
A lot of events.
Hey, Martin Luther King Day.
Huh.
Huh. So the first one I open up to.
Did you plan that?
Is Randy Orton.
Oh.
Randy Orton in 2005, I believe, plans to trash some hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And be suspended.
Mm-hmm. And shit in a diva's bag.
Yes. Well, who didn't? In February, we have Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Oh, yeah?
I believe both plan to never return to World Wrestling Entertainment again.
Ah, good, good.
March 2005.
Uh-huh.
Chris Benoit.
Oh, shit.
Wonder what he plans to do.
Don't say it!
What? I was going to say win the world championship. What did you think I was going to say? Kill his whole family? And other people do? And then hang himself?
Does anybody else want to do the show with him instead?
Chris Jericho. April. I believe he plans on coming back to less and less reaction. May. The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
On the front of his t-shirt here, it says, how long's it been?
Oh, right, it does.
I believe Rock plans on becoming a giant movie star.
Not according to his box office and Hercules.
Oh, not according to Hercules.
Yeah, he's not a giant movie. I told you, he is. He's a movie star. He's a big movie star. But he's not a big box office draw. Those are different things. And I explained this to you before. He's a movie star.
I know, and I refuted all of your points. Don't worry.
Except for the fact that this movie Hercules that he's the star of, without anybody like Vin Diesel to carry his ass, is a massive bomb.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what Vin Diesel does. He carries people. Because he's fantastic. Eddie Guerrero. In 2005, he plans on allowing his heart to continue growing.
Oh. I think it's actually time to stop this bit.
No, it's not. Because in July, we have Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay. Well, you're right, then it isn't.
He plans on avoiding snowbanks.
Yes.
Triple H. He plans on banging the boss's daughter. John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
In September here. He plans on causing rectal bleeding.
He's gonna beat his ass.
Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
He plans on attending other companies' shows despite being under contract.
29-10 for the Seahawks, by the way.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
The Big Show. He plans on eating.
That was actually in my plan. That was all every month in 2005.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Big Show actually plans on eating peanut butter parfaits.
Oh, man. I can't... Oh, let's not go there. Fucking Broad went into the house and didn't offer me any.
Broad?
Oh, hey, that's a drink.
That's yours.
But it's water.
I know. You're in prison. Edge! Edge plans...
Oh, my God, that water's delicious.
Edge plans on banging Lita.
Well, you know what? Best career movie ever made.
That's all of them. That's all of them. Hmm. A lot of plans happening.
A lot of plans.
A lot of plans.
A lot of plans.
So we got the Night of Champions we talked about.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, let's talk about something. Let's talk about a pay-per-view I'm actually going to watch this weekend. Actually, I'll watch Night of Champions because it's on the WWE Network. So
really?
Yeah.
Huh. How much is that again?
In Canada, $12.99.
I've been watching old Nitros.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm up to like the third one. Because I haven't had a lot of time. But this weekend the producer is at a baseball tournament.
Yes! So what you're saying is I should come over?
That's true, actually.
Actually, I might as well.
All I'm going to do is watch Nitro.
You know what? I got no plans.
Nitro it is.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nitro it is.
Actually, seriously, let's do it.
Yeah.
We're not just watch that. This is a chance to do some stuff. We can watch that Bret Hart one, and we can watch
NXT.
NXT, that's right. And we can watch, we can talk 1997 if you want.
1990s, that was a great year.
Yeah, here that was good.
You know, yeah, I remember some of the promos from 97.
Do you? Yeah, a few of them, word for word and the exact date. In fact, I believe you can actually tell us the time of the day when actually the show...
Well, at least which hour. But, yeah, that was... we watched that D-Generation X thing. It was just... I mean, it was... The problem with it again, and I knew that this was going to happen, is that I've seen all of this.
Yes.
Now, I mean, we were very lucky enough to be at the D-Generation X P-Anal. And anybody that's got it downloaded from WeTalkWrestling.com...
Exclusive.
Has heard some of this. But that, you know, in terms of X-Pac dolling to be Mark Henry and
stuff
like that...
That's actually more fun. Actually better, yeah.
But that's the first time I had heard that story was during the P-Anal.
Yes.
And they do repeat it. So, I mean, there was really nothing new.
Not for us. There was nothing new for us except for a lot of bullshit.
And no, I mean, and it's not even the bullshit. It's not even that it was bullshit. It was just that it was the way it was positioned was that this was a turning point in the Monday Night War, and it's like DX and The Nation were mid-card acts that were used to propel Triple H and The Rock.
Yes, that's right. It was a popular mid-card act, but it was a very popular mid-card act, but it was a mid-card act.
Yes.
And the thing is, you have to keep in mind, is a lot, everybody in the mid-card was over back then. I mean, you know, I mean, if you look at that, you look at the Highway to Hell SummerSlam 98.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's over, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not just DX and whatever, like the company was hot.
Mark Henry and D'Lo Brown were over.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like, it was just... To that point, and I mean, Val Venus in there. I mean, the European title meaning stuff with D'Lo. I mean, it's just with the chest protector, the gimmick, right? I mean, yeah, everybody was over, and I mean, you look that way, and let's put it this way: that really both actually, The Rock and Hunter, didn't break out and get to the main event and win the title until they join with the McMahons.
That's true.
I mean, the corporate champion, and then Hunter had to turn around and
that's the other thing is while you're talking about DX and their drawing, is remember when DX ends up with the feud and the Triple H ends up in the feud with Hunter, the idea was for that to launch Triple H.
Right.
But The Rock is the one who actually got launched out of it even further, right? And he was the one who came out of that. And they're like, okay, A, we got to turn him babyface, and B, we're gonna have to make him champion. Like, he needs to go into that spot now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's just kind of it's revisionist history. And
they're breaking down the fact that,
and there's a lot of bullshit about WCW too.
Well, and
though WCW really did fuck it up when they came with the tank. So that wasn't a tank. It was a Jeep with a big gun.
Jeep with a big gun, yeah.
When they came in to Nitro and they didn't let them in, or didn't just send out a few of the lower mid-card acts who were actually tough and could beat the shit out of those guys.
Yeah. But then they countered it with the Bischoff challenge to Vince. But they kept going back and forth,
you know,
too.
What? The thing is, yeah, they did go back and forth. That Bischoff challenge to Vince, that was their response. And it would have been okay. It was okay, except for they kept on hitting it so much on pay-per-view, and you knew it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
But there were some people who thought it was going to happen or hoping it was going to happen. So the night that Vince doesn't show up on pay-per-view, a lot of people felt ripped off. And it actually was, if you read Brian Alvarez and Artie Reynolds' great Death of WCW book, which is about to have the 10th anniversary edition,
yeah,
they talk about how that's one of the things that was actually one of the nails in the coffin.
Yeah.
you know, was the fact that you essentially promised something, hyped the hell out of it, and then didn't deliver on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And it was really more to make Eric look good than anything else.
Yeah, that was a total just Eric ego stroke. I mean, yeah. Even in there, it's great to be the king. I mean, it's just stupid. But, I mean, what ended up happening is that they're also showing, like, the ratings, and it's like, and then Rob finally beat Nitro in the ratings, and they make it sound like this was a DX thing, when it wasn't. I mean, no, it didn't hurt it. It made the show, I mean, the fact is when you said everybody was over, right? So then everybody's segment, people were tuning into because everybody was over.
Yeah.
And that was the point, was that the Mankind was over, and Kane was over, and, yeah. and Undertaker, and DX, and Brock and the Nation, and, you know, and of course Austin and McMahon. But, I mean, you had people like
Ken Shamrock and people
even
like,
the world's most dangerous dick, Ken Shamrock. And yeah. I mean, you had
you're
guys...
You're just a dick, but you're not the world's most dangerous one.
Not yet. Not yet. It's been doing push-ups, though.
Yeah.
So it's getting ready to do some jiu-jitsu.
So that's being taught to you by Goldberg.
Yeah. Circumcised. But... yeah, I mean, everybody was over, so that's what was helping it. But, I mean, Val Venus, I mean, you know, all these guys coming in, the Godfather, you know, just, you know, that's what did it.
Yeah.
But DX was a very prominently featured act.
And they were over, and they were popular. But DX, and this is one of the things that you notice when you're watching this, you talk about, you're talking about how they helped in the ratings and whatever. I'm like, I don't think they ever did a single segment or thing that was designed to sell a match. It was only designed to get themselves over.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did do some, yeah, that's true. I mean, they did some beatdowns and stuff, but, I mean, nothing really, you know. There was just a thing with the Nation that summer that led to Rock and Hunter. And that was it. And then it was dropped because then.
And there was a few, but it wasn't even like I say. It's not like the promos were designed to sell a match. You know, like
no, DX just came out and did goofy shit.
Exactly.
You know,
and same even when Sean was there. You know, so
well, Sean at least a little bit sold a match with say Taker the casket match, the Ken Shamrock match, and the Bret Hart match. There were at least
the Taker match was that before was the first one was that
well yeah, Hell in a Cell, both of them really, Hell in a Cell and the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
Hell in a Cell was first. It was a singles match, Hell in a Cell, and
was
then
that
a casket.
So was he in DX when he did Hell in a Cell?
Well, not officially, no.
No, not officially, no.
Because DX, the night after Hell in the Cell,
yeah.
is when Hunter and Sean showed clips of the curtain call.
That's right.
And that's when he said, Bret Hart, you are a zero, my hero. Yes. And he did the whole thing about don't confuse destruction
what time
with
of the
expansion.
Show was that,
on? That was the opening segment.
Yeah.
I know. Would all you wonderful Nimrods in the truck get my footage from Bad Blood last night? Oh, there we go. Wait, that's not Bad Blood.
Yeah.
But that's Diesel. And that's Big Daddy Cool, Diesel. And that's Razor Ramon. And that's you. But you were a good guy, and I was a bad guy. What are we doing? Oh, what's the matter, Vin, man? That object is still a little too touchy for you. That's when they, yeah. And,
you know, but one of the things they do talk about is how they came up with all this themselves.
Yeah.
And then they would do it and then afterwards get in trouble for going too far. And until eventually, you know, I mean, and then, but they keep on talking about how all of this happens, how all the guys were, you know, over on WCW, you can see the same tired old stars on top protecting their spot. Or you can come watch these young fun guys having fun and being themselves. And this is, you know, and we kept on saying, just, you know, Vince, just let us, you know, Hunter's saying this, just let us be ourselves, you know. And,
yeah.
And we just got out there and we got a chance to be ourselves. And they keep on talking about all this stuff that they would never fucking allow somebody to do now.
Well, and then the Raw script leaks.
Yes.
And even the barbs, you know, between Jericho and Hunter, word for word.
Word for word.
Are scripted.
Like, so even Jericho has absolutely no creative freedom. And the barbs, like, talking about Hunter Schnoz, that's scripted for him. Like, all of this is... It's just so phony, and the growing up Bella is so scripted, so phony, and unlike our favorite segment, which we should go to right now.
Mm-hmm. It's now time for for another edition of Growing Up Addie. Boop, 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 boop.
Boop, 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 I noticed that the Growing Up Addie song is very similar to the Jeopardy tune.
One time, when I was writing a history final in grade 11, I looked at my neighbor's paper and saw that they answered question 3 as B. So I also did. I never told anyone that. This has been another edition of Growing Up Addie. Boom, boom. But I'm looking at everything that, I mean, it looks like we're going into our SummerSlam has happened. We're waiting for the Royal Rumble lull here.
Yes.
Because I just watched that show and I really saw very
Dean
little.
Dean Ambrose is definitely, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, it's going to be, it's more of the same. I mean, a lot of what happens in this summer, though,
this is not the time for a lull. This is not time for the show like that, because this is technically subscription renewal time, and Night of Champions is very important. Now, I don't buy any of that. I think people are going to renew regardless. I don't think this card's selling any renewals hardly at all.
No.
Or anything. I believe people make up that decision anyways.
Well, and then people can cancel.
And people can cancel. And we've seen
so there is no renewal. There really is no.
We've seen the people have already said, we're only interested in WrestleMania, and even for $10, we don't give a shit about your product. We'll just cancel. We'll watch them for $10 or 12 or 13 now or whatever it is if they want to do it.
Yeah.
And same thing, maybe some will say that for Royal Rumble. But so I don't buy that. But technically, as far as they're concerned, this should be very much a
right, but historically and every year, and this is what we're finding is that again, there's no. I don't think this year is going to be any different. You have your lull. The booking sucks.
Well, since
there's
no direction, since Survivor Series means fuck all.
But one guy tends to come out of it unscathed. Yeah. Just one guy, right? And it's looking right now like that guy is going to be Dean Ambrose.
Could be, yeah.
But. Last year, it was Daniel Bryan, right? The year before that, it was CM Punk.
Yes.
I mean, so it's just a matter of who it's going to be. Actually, I think they'll have the 2 years before that was CM Punk in
a row.
Actually,
it might have been, yeah.
But
actually, to tell you the truth, to some degree, I mean, for a little while, actually, a couple of years ago, I think you could have said it was Ryback.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that's what we're looking at now. They want it to be Roman Reigns. It appears it's going to be Dean Ambrose. But, I mean, to me now, it's just like, let's get to the Rumble. That's kind of where I'm going at this point now. We'll take it week by week. I mean, we've got this fucking Jerry Springer shit that's going to be 20 minutes of my life I don't have to watch.
Yep.
I mean, so, then again, right against Monday Night Football. Exactly. So, I mean, my only ask of World Wrestling Entertainment is that they
entertain me.
Is that they put the Jerry Springer segment on, like, at a good part of the game, so that I get to watch a good part of the football game?
That'd be kind of them.
That would be.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things is will it be play for comedy, do you think?
Well, I don't.
Will it be play for shitty comedy, or will they leave that to Adam Rose?
Well, yeah, they'll leave that, the shitty comedy, to
you know,
Adam
Rose. But as much as I complain about shitty comedy, here I am watching America's Got Talent and the results show.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this segment where Heidi Klum and what's her name, Mel B, are having a glam off. And both wanting to be more glamorous than the other. And like changing outfits and then like having a cat flight on the floor. And it was supposed to be for humor. And it was awfully scripted, awfully performed. So it's not just WWE who can't do comedy.
No, like it's the entire NBC Universal family.
It's not far off.
But I think, I think it's
going to be a prime time NBC
fucking thing
show
is going to be treated like a Jerry Springer episode. That's what it's going to be. Is it's going to be 1998 fucking Jerry Springer shit.
Yeah. So he will bring them together like he always does.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they had wanted a fight, they would have brought in Dr. Phil.
Yep.
That's right. Or Dr. Shelby.
Dr. Shelby would be my vote.
Yeah. Well, you have no use for him. Why would you use him?
No.
Yeah.
And Harold.
And Harold.
The Road Harold.
Yeah, so, Harold, can we look up the ROH I pay-per-view, or we should do it on my phone or your phone, things tend to fuck up. We're a little worried about this computer, and this is already show two, as you can tell.
Yeah. So, ROH IPPV. What is it called again?
I don't know. I can't recall.
Okay.
Just go ROH.com. ROH Wrestling. I'll go there.
I'm right there.
I'm there.
I'm already there.
No, but
I'm already looking at this.
Shit!
All-Star Extravaganza 6.
That's it. I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's $20.
You want to know? You want to know who's fighting?
Yeah.
Unbreakable Michael Elgin against Jay Briscoe.
Yes, that is the world title match. Jay Briscoe has not been pinned he's not been pinned. He lost a ladder match to Adam Cole, but he hasn't been pinned in I think over 2 years. And then you have, of course, Michael Elgin, who has the best win percentage in the company over the last couple of years.
Also, Michael title,
great match.
Also, Michael Elgin, unbreakable.
Well, that's true.
Mandy Leone be on this?
Oh, yes, I hope so.
Two out of three falls tag team championship match. Red Dragon versus the Young Bucks.
Yes, that's right. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly versus Nick and Matt Jackson. Word is that this is actually going to go on to the main event spot, which will be great. The Young Bucks right now are literally the best in-ring performers and probably the best overall performers in the business.
Maybe we.
They're just, every single time they end up being this match that steals the show. So, especially two out of three falls and against the Red Dragon is also really good. Just put them on in that main event because even Briscoe and Elgin can't follow it. Like, it's going to be awesome.
We might get to watch this.
Actually, you know what? We could watch this Saturday and then watch Nitro and then watch some more of this.
Yeah.
And then watch some more Nitro.
It's on at 7:30 p.m., so 5:30 our time.
Okay, so 5:30, so we can watch some Nitro.
Yeah.
And then we can
watch this. This is from Maple Leaf Gardens, eh?
More Nitro. Yes, it is, yeah. It's from Canada, which is good for Michael Elgin. And then another great match, Jay Lethal against ACH. They went to 30-minute time limit draw on TV a couple weeks ago. Tremendous.
Right, so now they've done no time limit, right?
Yes, yes. And it should be great. ACH, I like him, and I like his music. He's got good music, and he's got a good act. You know what ACH stands for?
Adam Cole Homo.
No, it's not about you.
Adam Cole.
Well, your middle name's Cole, isn't it?
Homo.
Oh, your middle name's Homo.
Adam Cole actually fights AJ Styles on this motherfucker.
I think ACH, I believe, stands for athleticism, charisma, and hustle. Something like that. Or honesty, something like that.
I was right when I said homo.
Yeah.
Because that's gay.
Yeah, something like that.
That's gay.
This will also be tremendous. Speaking of Adam Cole.
Yeah. I said that. AJ Styles.
Yes, taking on the phenomenal AJ Styles. That'd be great.
And then you also have Bad Influence against Roderick Strong and Jimmy Jacobs.
Tremendous. Tremendous. This will be like what the X Division once was.
Yeah.
Good.
You got Cedric Alexander against Silas Young.
Yeah.
You've got Mark Briscoe and Hanson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I like Hanson's music too.
Yeah.
Mmm-bop. Boom-bop. Yeah. Mmm-bop. I believe that's actually what George Steele said on that card.
Yeah.
Then you got.
Everyone else is a big fan of that song with Dennis Leary.
Ah, yes. Yeah. You got a four corner survival match. What is that, like a elimination match, I guess?
Yeah, elimination match.
Blowjob Whitmer and Adam Page against Josh Alexander and Ethan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Owens. I don't know who that is.
These guys are from. If it's the guy I think of. They're from their school, their whatever.
Ethan Gabriel Owens, right, Ego.
He had that half makeup, I think. Was that him?
Yeah,
really cool look, yeah.
Yes, I've seen him. Caprice Coleman and Watanabe.
Who sometimes has a first name and sometimes doesn't, depending on whether or not they feel they bring an announcer can properly announce it that week.
But I just like how it could possibly be Watanabe and Blowjob Whitmer in the ring together. And R.D. Evans and Moose.
Moose is just... He's just...
Plus, a very important announcement from Michael Bennett and Maria Kanellis.
All right. They do a podcast, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's not as good as ours.
Fuck no.
So, yeah, we should watch this.
Yeah, we should definitely. It's like 20 I'm bucks. Excited. Let's watch this. Yeah, it'd be a great
show. Is it on ROH.com or is it on Ustream?
Ringside members now receive 25% all VO, off all IPVs and VOD. So I imagine it's Ringside. You have to be a Ringside member. Should be easy enough to do.
No, that's you get a discount if you're a Ringside member.
Oh. Oh. I don't know.
So you just have to. It's
fine. I think it's on their own website.
Okay. Well, we'll watch it.
We'll figure it out either way. And so should you. God damn it.
Yeah, you should
not
all watch
this. Not traditional pay-per-view, but you should all watch this. It'll be better than Raw.
Yeah.
This is about Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
That's true.
Okay, so let's get to
the main event. The World Wrestling Federation Trivia Game. Volume 2.
Mm-hmm. I just want to mention that we've invited, with an open mic, Vince Russo.
Really?
On the show next week.
Huh.
He's a young man.
Yes.
He's got
an interesting story.
A young man has an interesting story. And he can get an open mic to say whatever he wants.
Really?
And he'll probably say something stupid.
He's soft-spoken.
Uh-huh. Because he's a Vince Russo. Okay, so how does this work?
Well, normally it's like a game. But in this case, we're just going to ask trivia. You're just going to ask me trivia questions, and I'll ask you trivia questions.
Oh, so just going to split it up?
And we'll see who wins.
So did you study these before?
No, I haven't seen these. I just opened that. That was tough to open, actually.
Yeah, well. Okay. All right, so I'm going to shuffle them. You should shuffle yours, because I don't trust you. Yeah. Wait, it doesn't matter. We got a bunch of these.
All right, so should we
go first or mine?
I can go first here. I don't know if there's levels 1 to 5.
Let's start with 1 and we'll work our way up and see which one we're comfortable at. Okay, you want to go first?
Okay, I'll go number 1 here.
Okay.
What superstar did not compete in the triple threat match at In Your House Ground Zero? Savio Vega, Rocky Maivia, or Farouk?
Farouk.
It would have been actually Rocky Maivia, I'm guessing. It is Rocky Maivia. Because the In Your House Ground Zero on September 6, 1997, it was the 3 leaders. So it was Savio Vega of the Barriquas.
Oh, yeah.
Chains of the DOA. Well, it might have been Crush, actually, at that point still, of the DOA against Farouk. So Rocky Maivia was not in that.
Oh, yeah, okay. So who defeated Jerry the King Lawler at the September 1996 In Your House pay-per-view? Was it Mark Henry Goldust?
It was Mark Henry, I was going to say. I think they get harder.
Yours was much easier than mine.
Okay, here, this is like a Ground Zero question here. So, who locked up with Max Mini at In Your House Ground Zero? Mini Vader, El Torito, or Discovery?
Did you say El Torito?
Yes, I did say El Torito.
I believe it was Mini Vader.
It was actually El Torito.
Fuck off. Really?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And you got another easy one. Oh, God good. Damn it. Who pinned Savio Vega at SummerSlam 1996? Yokozuna, Owen Hart.
It was Owen Hart, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
With the cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they both used the same spin kick move.
Yes.
All right.
Spinning
heel. Give me yours.
What song did Motley Crue perform with DX on the 1998 Raw?
Oh, fuck. Shout Out the Devil? I have no idea.
Take a Ride?
Take a Ride. I can't.
On the Wild Side.
Okay, whatever. Yours is, again, easier. You can't believe this is level 3,
yep.
And mine are all way harder. This is total. You're totally cheating. What is the Undertaker's younger brother's name?
Oh, yeah. Glenn. Corporate. Kane.
Yes. The Demon.
The Demon Kane.
I'll put my mask on. Or someone who will put their mask on and unleash a demon to face a beast or whatever the fuck.
Unleash the fires of hell on the beast incarnate.
Yeah, stupid.
What NBA superstar appeared backstage in November 1998 Raw?
I'll just say Shaq.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Yeah. All right. Where does the Undertaker hail from?
Death Valley.
And? It's not on here, but and? Where else does he hail from?
Oh, from Houston, Texas.
Good. Got it. Maybe that's not on here.
Yeah. What bearded 1980s rock band once appeared in the audience at a November 1990? Yes.
Fuck. So stupid. What was the name of Paul Bear's interview show? Can you fucking get it? That's a level 5 question right there.
Oh, yes. Welcome to my funeral party. Oh, yours, these are easy anyway.
All right.
Who was the first entrant in the 1996 Royal Rumble?
I don't remember.
Duke Drossy, Triple H, or Shawn Michaels?
It was Triple H.
It was Triple H because Duke Drossy was number 30 because they had the free-for-all match.
That's right.
Shawn Michaels.
Triple H did the job to Duke Drossy.
Yes, he did after doing another job to... That was right after the Hog Pen match.
Yes.
Which I believe he won, actually.
He did win that, yeah. The back body drop as Godwin ran towards him. Which team was never managed by Sonny? The Headbangers, the Smoking Guns, or the Godwins?
Headbangers.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was the final entrant in the 1996 Royal Rumble?
You know, Headbangers actually should be a team that was managed by Sonny.
That's true.
This is the Headbangers.
Because they were banging.
Yeah, she was a
head.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you saying?
Who was the final entrant in the Royal Rumble 1996? We already said.
So that's Duke Drossy, yeah.
Okay.
Skip's tag team partner in Body Donna's was Nip, Zip, or Mr. Body Donna 2?
Well, Zip in WWE, right?
Yeah.
But when he when they had the team and he went over to New Japan Wrestling, what was the other answers?
Nip and Mr. Body Donna 2. Oh, in New Japan.
I think it was still Zip.
I think so.
What former superstar was known as the Birdman?
What? Ah, fuck, I should know this. High energy. Yeah. Sometimes love.
Hall of Famer.
How's it go?
It's like a slow dance.
That's it.
Then you can tiptoe around, but don't make a sound. Make a little summer romance. But sometimes love sounds like a fight. It sounds like an argument. It sounds just like a bar driver.
Yeah! So anyways, that would be Coco Beware. In the 1980s, Owen Hart competed as a masked superstar named Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Sting?
Yes.
No. No, the other one. The Blue Blazer.
The other one from the superhero-like fashion.
Yes.
Yes.
What was the name of Doink's sidekick?
Dink.
Don't funny. Call me names. What was the name of Doink's sidekick?
It was Dick.
That's right. It's Addy.
Addy's a dick. And Mo is. Nice guy.
Fat.
Jeff Jarrett's father was a wrestling promoter named...
Tennessee Lee.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. And that's
this
the
is the worst game ever.
That's the obscure one. Jerry.
I'll just tell you the next one. Xbox real name is... Fuck.
Six-pack?
Yes.
Yeah. Sean Waltman. What was Doink's finishing maneuver called?
Actually, I don't remember.
What?
The buzzer? Buzzer? Or
no.
Roy buzzer?
The top rope?
I don't remember.
The whoopee cushion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see? It's level 5.
That was level 5.
So it's understandable.
Okay.
That would be...
You want me to go next one?
Sure.
What team won the Federation Tag title at WrestleMania 7?
We should go watch WrestleMania 7. The Nasty Boys.
The Nasty Boys.
What was the name of Jerry Lawler's dentist? I'll give you the three options here. You're going to like this.
Okay.
Isaac Yankin,
uh-huh.
Bill Banks, or... Phil Teeth.
Phil Teeth. That's excellent. Should have been Phil. I bet you those were actually the names.
Those are probably the names that was like
Chili
up
McFreeze.
With.
Yeah, like yeah. That. Yes, Mr. Isaac Yankum. DDS. I remember it was very important to say DDS.
Oh, of course.
Okay. What team lost the Federation Tag Title WrestleMania 7?
Oh, the Hart Foundation?
The Hart motherfucking Foundation.
Oh, so hard. Okay, who provided color commentary for the main event in October 1995 in your house? Shawn Michaels, Psycho Sid, or Bret Hart?
In the October? It was Bret.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bret, because it was Davey Boy and Diesel. That's right.
They both, you know, and
because that led to Bret and Diesel.
That's right.
And then Bret and Davey Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when booking made sense. Because
Bret wasn't... Yeah, exactly. And because Davey Boy, I believe, tries to put on the sharpshooter, and Bret goes, well, you should learn how to put it on, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least you learn how to put it on, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock grew up on what Air Force base?
What?
Yeah. It's the question.
Fort Knox? I don't know.
The Warner Robins Air Force base.
Well, who the fuck didn't know that? Who did Shawn Michaels face at One Night Only?
Oh, Davey Boy.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought I was thinking One Night Stand or whatever that was like.
Yeah.
ECW. I was like,
ECW.
What?
ECW. This is from 1996 yeah. game or something? Or 98?
98 it says here.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock.
It's a good year too, but not as good as the year before.
Ken Shamrock told World Wrestling Federation magazine that he once lived in a blank growing up.
Stumpy.
Lived with Stumpy.
He lived in a shoe.
Lived in an abandoned car.
He had so many brothers and sisters. He just didn't know what to do.
Just Frank. I thought it was going to be an orphanage growing up.
I would have thought that, yeah.
It was an abandoned car.
Who did Owen Hart face at One Night Only?
Hunter?
Nope.
No?
No. It's time.
Did he fight Vader?
It's time.
Really?
It's Vader. Time.
I guess it wasn't. They weren't really doing that feud yet. So yeah, that makes sense. I was just thinking Hunter because they fought David.
Well, next year, didn't Hunter in the following year take on Stone Cold? Was that a One Night Only?
Yeah, I forget what they used to call it. UK only or whatever they called it.
Manchester Mayhem.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Mark Merrill's father had what kind of career?
I believe he wasn't. Was he a boxer?
He was a private investigator.
Oh.
He put smiles on people's faces.
Oh. All right, who did Dude Love face off against at One Night Only?
Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually, coming off that SummerSlam with the cage
Let's
match,
do one
right?
more. One more, and let's call it a night and go OU2 in this motherfucker.
All right. Well, this is good, actually. I like these. Who received an Intercontinental title match at the King of the Ring 1993?
93. That have
There's
been
options.
Crush?
It was Crush. There were options. Yeah. The options were Bret Hart, Crush, or Brutus Beefcake.
Okay. Who was a member of Flash Funk's team at the February 1997 In Your House pay-per-view? Is Goldust, Savio Vega, or Leaf Cassidy?
What pay-per-view?
1997.
Right.
Good year. In Your House. February 1997. In Your House. Who's his partner?
Who's his member of his team,
the Flash Funk's team, at February 1997, In Your House pay-per-view. Goldust, Savio Vega, or Leaf Cassidy?
I would have to say, I'm going to go with Leaf Cassidy.
No, it'll be Goldust.
Is it Goldust? Wow.
Yeah. I'm guessing maybe it was a three-man team, or...
Yeah, like a six, a three-on-three. I don't even recognize... Well, I don't know.
You can see that in the network.
I could see this on the network. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, but I could.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can afford that much money.
Yeah. How much money?
About $15 or something.
Have you seen these $9.99 t-shirts that they're selling?
Fuck off.
They're selling them on WWEshop.com.
Ironically, and it says, for $29.99.
No, they're actually $4.99 is how much a t-shirt costs, and it says $9.99 on it.
Stupid.
It's retarded.
Yep.
What city did The Undertaker first win his Federation Championship?
Sorry, I didn't hear you because I just saw the next question. I can't wait to ask. It's the greatest. This can't wait. Okay. Sorry, what was yours again?
What city did Undertaker win his first Federation Championship?
Chicago?
It's, yeah, Detroit, New York, and Chicago is the thing, and it's Detroit.
Was it Detroit?
Yeah, really? Detroit at the Survivor Series. Against Hogan.
Oh, okay, I'm thinking about the WrestleMania in Chicago. Right. Yeah, 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 yeah. Right? I didn't think about that. Okay.
This better live up to the expectations.
It will, trust me. And it may not, for the audience, unless you're a regular long-time listener, it probably would mean nothing to listen to the audience, but for you and me, this is great. Question number two. Which superstar referred to herself as Slammy Award-winning?
Slammy Award-winning.
Which... As you pick up your Slammy and start to clean it, that you actually have a Slammy made here in your office and another one. In fact, you have two Slammys.
I have two Slammys.
Yes. I have one card.
That would be, of course, Owen Hart.
Yes. I have one card, but I don't have...
You do not have two Slammys. Because you're a loser, and we're winners, me and my Slammys.
But who's the leader of this team?
I'm the leader. Leave us alone. Bob Holly is
your favorite wrestler. Yes, is the answer.
Bob Holly is a fan of what NASCAR driver?
Dale Earnhardt.
It is Dale Earnhardt.
It's ridiculous that I knew that and I actually remember that. What was Coco Beware's bird named for?
Frankie. Bob Holly competed in what sport prior to entering wrestling?
In NASCAR, race car driving, stock car driving, whatever you call it.
Dirt bike racing.
Fuck off.
That's what it says.
The first names of the Hardy Boys are what?
Mutt and Jeff.
Oh, that's right. It is Mutt and Jeff. And
what wrestler once told Al Snow that he would never make it in wrestling?
Dan Severn.
Close. Gene Anderson.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, my God. Too Hot and Too Sexy comprise what tag team?
Too Much.
Too Much. You know what I didn't notice was on the back here in this one? It says Celebrity of the Week.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock.
Really? You want to know who my Celebrity of the Week is?
Yes, I do.
Draws.
Slammy Award winning.
Oh.
Now we have fucking two of them.
I know.
That's how Mikey Whipwreck would say it.
Fucking two of them, fuck. I got my, found also my Stu Hart Lord of the Ring book.
I noticed that. And you found a book for with Vince Russo that you put where I normally sit, which means to me that you want it to send home. Ooh, hey.
There you go. Yeah, any best wishes, Stu Hart, and then it's also got this Marsha Herb bitch that wrote it. But Stu Hart, autograph book.
It's an Addy, by the way, a dick.
I also put this, I found this too.
This is awesome.
I'll put my Randy and Elizabeth October 1991 cover of the WWF magazine.
That's awesome.
With Randy and Elizabeth, matchup of the century, Hulk Hogan, the magic of holding the belt three times.
The one on the bottom is the one I like the most.
Yes, yes.
You'll get to it.
The Ultimate Warrior travels through Jake's dark side.
Uh-huh.
IRS, a taxing interview.
Yes.
And the Anvil, Jim's no lamb for Sarge's slaughter.
I don't remember them feuding.
No, that happened. What happened is...
of course I remember.
Yeah. That was the first person that Sarge like took out.
Oh, was it?
Was the Anvil. The Anvil wearing of the New Foundation.
So he was going to come for revenge, and he didn't.
Because Anvil was the New Foundation, which led...
there's no lamb to Sarge's slaughter.
But that led to High Energy.
Oh, okay.
And I believe the following year, actually, Ric Flair finally put the figure four on Anvil and put him out.
That's
for
right, did,
for
yes.
good, yeah.
Yeah.
Also in the top, it says, also
that was,
in this
that was
issue.
The match that was designed to get Flair over.
Yes.
So it's an establishment for the audience.
Yeah. Also in this issue, Hulk at the Olympics and the Dragon profiled.
Oh, okay. All right, I just want to mention that Jake Roberts...
he ruined my wedding.
And had a mask. Well, he didn't. That
no,
was
he
me.
Didn't, actually. That was you. That was you.
And sorry about that. We'll have another.
Yeah. Don't just apologize to the producer.
What was I going to say? Jake Roberts, of course, had a mass in his brain, likely from the years of damage and both kinds, but is apparently doing better in the hospital, well enough to when he tried to eat a donut and the nurse told him he couldn't do that, well enough to flip her off.
Yes.
So that's a good sign. Also, I just want to mention, what's this show again on AAA? It's not AAA America, but it's the one they're doing on that Del Rey Network or whatever.
Yeah, you Mexican hear about this thing? Lucha Underground.
Yeah, something like that.
Taping it this weekend.
You hear about the bullshit going on in this thing?
Yeah, apparently.
Did you hear some of the details?
No, it's apparently I heard that it was supposed to be like almost like a soap opera with wrestling as a background.
Great in-ring action is the plan, and Conan has some say in the in-ring action, but people are comparing it to Wrestle Society X, which admittedly I enjoyed, but that's because it had Teddy Hart.
Who?
But anyways, but the thing is, they don't have really anybody signed into the roster yet. And one of the reasons
why... What are you talking about? They put out a press release that they signed Maxine.
Well, there you go. And speaking of people who are happy to be signed... Manic in TNA has signed a contract extension, so good for him.
Way to go down with the ship, buddy.
But yeah, so they're got, they have.
Well, he's got his career made because he's with James Storm now.
Oh, he's golden.
With what's that guy's name?
What happened at the Bret Hart Invitational? Did you hear?
No,
me either. Anyways, what was I going to say? Okay, so they got almost nobody signed.
Right.
And one of the reasons why is because they're not offering a downside if you're not there.
Okay.
If you're not on television.
Down where?
Down there. If you're not on the television, they don't give you a downside. But you're also not allowed to take independent bookings.
Excellent.
Unless you go through them.
Oh.
And they're probably going to take it. Also, this contract is signing you, locking you in for 7 years. 7 years. And you're going to get about $200 a night. That's
nice.
What they offered people like Frankie Kazarian. $200 a night. And you can work your way up to being a regular and get up to $500 a night.
Ooh.
They realize
they're not in Mexico anymore,
the
right?
People, yeah, no kidding. The people who are putting this on, there's a couple people who've worked for WWE Creative, but
putting us on.
There's a couple people who've worked for WWE Creative. Big Dick Johnson is the head. Big Dick Johnson, you'll remember, what's his name? I can't remember that.
Fat, oily, naked guy?
No, yeah, well, in WWE, Big Dick Johnson. He's the actual one who's in charge, and he's the only one who seems to know anything about wrestling. The attitude from the producers of the show and the television network is that the wrestlers aren't important. They're just replaceable talent, like any actor.
Right.
So this is already looking to be an incredible, incredible failure.
Well, who would have thought that?
They are putting it on a Spanish speaking station,
right.
and trying to put it on an English language one as well, and market it to the Hispanics.
Oh.
in but at the same time, they're doing it with trying to do a American and focus a lot of the American English speaking wrestlers like John Morrison, and trying to do an America versus. Mexican type angles instead of presenting Lucha Libre. This is seriously. They're probably going to. I mean, if they get on television and TNA goes off television, they'll be in more markets than ROH. So they'll be immediately the number two national television product. And it sounds like a fucking nightmare.
They'll be the second most potential to be viewed. Let's put it that way.
That's probably a better way. But. Yeah, I mean, I can't believe, like, they're just...
Yeah, it sucks.
It's really brutal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a few people who signed, but if you have any options at all, and people are saying, oh, well, I won't sign this unless you let me do independence, unless you let me do this, and they say, okay, we'll work that out, and they send they send back the contracts to the people, and they take the contracts, and then promise them that they're going to work that out and make that it's available, then send them back virtually the exact same contract without fixing the things they were going to fix.
Yeah.
And they'd be doing this. And so it's not looking good. So, I mean, we won't actually see it for a couple months in October, but
yeah.
this is not sounding like a good thing. Too bad, because when they were first, I had high hopes for this, looking for an alternative, but... You know.
It's not going to be
it's
one.
It's okay. We'll be watching ROH Saturday.
You know who I hope they sign, actually, with this deal? Iron Mike Sharp.
Yeah?
That's what I'm hoping. Because is the same in every language.
That's true. And you know who else also speaks very good Spanish?
Hmm.
George Steele.
He does. Yeah. He does.
What does he say?
He says, goof. Ock, Arg, Growl.
All right. Let's thank Steven again for his awesome song.
Yes. Thanks, Steven A. 1181.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Where We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, @ We Talk Wrestling.
Sure as fuck are.
Facebook.com/ We Talk Wrestling. We Talk Wrestling.
You guys should have heard the other one. It was better than this.
We Talk Wrestling.com. Oh, that joke well, we can't repeat that joke. But We Talk Wrestling.com.
That joke was the line that we shouldn't cross.
I can't believe you said that about the Junkyard Dog.
Fuck off! Will you fuck off?
But WeTalkWrestling.com, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and we're on the TuneIn Radio motherfucking app.
And people really listen to us on those, so that's cool.
Do they?
Yeah,
sounds surprised.
Well, because like you say, we haven't really promoted it much, but yeah, it's doing. Check out our Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook.com/ We Talk Wrestling.
That's fucking right.
And so that's going to do it for yet another week. We might do an ROH post show. Who knows? It depends how we're feeling.
Yeah.
But in the meantime,
Saturday being a Saturday night, that's better, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Then again, it starts at 5:30 our time, and it's an ROH show,
so it'll be over at 11:30. Yeah. When reading that lineup too, I was like, I kept scrolling down, going, okay, like, oh, another match, another match, there's another match. But anyway,
it's good matches.
They will be good matches, yes. So in the meantime, and motherfucking in between time, that is it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, are you sure we lost? Sure we lost show one? That was better.
Is that a spider over there?
Fuck!